Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I am your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I'm going to be discussing 1982's Fitzcarraldo, directed by Werner Herzog, one of my all-time favorite directors. His films are all very, very unique. He lays out his vision, and then you end up feeling, after his movies are over, you end up feeling just a little bit different about the world around you. I think this is especially true for Fitzcarraldo, a film about dreams, a film about obsession, and where that can drive you. The plot revolves around Brian Sweeney Fitzgerald, and he's known as Fitzcarraldo in the movie, and he is this opera lover, and he wants to bring opera to the jungles of the Amazon. And in order to accomplish this, he ends up having to drag a ship over a mountain, and the plot sounds as bizarre as it is, but it's very, very unique, and this is a movie that I do not think would have any chance being made today. There's just no way. It's a miracle that it was finished in the first place. It took 4 years to film. Herzog himself was done with 40% of the filming and had to start from scratch because Jason Robards, who originally portrayed Fitzcarraldo, ended up getting very, very ill, and they had to replace him with Klaus Kinski. If you want to know a little bit more about that, I definitely recommend checking out Burden of Dreams, the documentary of the making of Fitzcarraldo, which came out shortly after the movie itself. And if you watch Burden of Dreams, you'll also kind of just, you have a new appreciation for what it takes to be a film director, but you'll also you'll be inspired because you'll see what Werner Herzog himself had to go through to get this movie made. It's nothing short of inspirational. Even if you're not a filmmaker, it's inspirational in anything you are passionate about because Werner Herzog just, he never gives up. He just doesn't. And I think most directors would have just called it, but he had a clear vision and he wanted to see it finished. I think the film itself is somewhat autobiographical. It's almost an autobiographical film of Werner Herzog himself, just because Fitzcarraldo is so obsessed with bringing the opera to the Amazon. I think Werner Herzog was just as obsessed about finishing this film and showing his vision to the world. So there's definitely similarities between Fitzcarraldo's character and Werner Herzog himself as a director. And I think that will be clear if you watch the film. Werner Herzog himself only gets writing and directing credit here, but he basically did everything on this movie. You think of a role that somebody has working on a film set, he did it. It's just, yeah, it's incredible. But back to examining kind of the film itself and not just talking about Werner Herzog and what it took to accomplish the movie. I think this is a movie that's going to win you over just based on sheer originality alone. You'll probably wonder how they accomplished certain scenes while you're watching the movie. And that's why it will be important to watch Burden of Dreams as a companion piece. But yeah, some of the things that are accomplished on the screen are unlike anything you've ever seen in a movie before. Herzog famously kind of writes the scripts as he goes, but I think with this one, I think he had more of the script written just because Jason Robards and other actors were cast in the movie originally. I think he had most of the script laid out in this one, but Klaus Kinski, especially coming in kind of halfway through the movie, basically, and just taking over and having to, again, being in all these reshoots and everything, does a really, really good job. He was notorious for being extremely difficult to work with, very volatile on set, very angry, very aggressive. But he gives a very, very, he takes some of that energy that he had as a person and he delivers that manic energy into this very unhinged portrayal of Fitzcarraldo. And I think it works really, really well. His energy kind of carries the movie. In some spots where there might be little lulls here and there, just watching him on screen, you don't really want to take your eyes off of what is happening because he himself is so entertaining. Most of the rest of the cast is actually natives that were living in the area, and Werner Herzog had to kind of embed himself in the culture in their culture and get to know them and convince them to work on his movie and convince them that he wasn't there to kind of take or destroy their land. And Werner Herzog ended up winning Best Director at Cannes Film Festival for this movie, and I think it's well deserved. Cinematography here is gorgeous. I mean, anytime you're shooting where Werner Herzog was shooting for this film, it's going to be hard to have cinematography that's not great looking. But the fact that they were able to do it in the conditions and have the shots they have in this movie while they were under the conditions they were in is also very impressive. If there's one thing that I would have to nitpick and say this is not my favorite part of this movie, it's definitely just some of the music that plays during certain scenes. I don't know what the intent of the music was, but it took me out of it from time to time. And instead of kind of just being in the background, I thought of the music, I was focused on the music when I don't think I was necessarily supposed to be. The opera music itself is really, really neat, but I'm just talking kind of more of the background music to certain scenes. But that is a major, major nitpick in my book. But this is like as close to a perfect film as you are going to find. It's just so unique. It has a superb performance from Klaus Kinski, masterful direction and editing by Herzog, and it makes for a film that you are not going to forget anytime soon. It is a movie that is made for dreamers. It is a movie that is about following your passion, about even if people say that your vision is kind of crazy and it can't be done, doing it anyway. And it's a film that everyone should see at least one time and just be reminded of the power of film. So that will do it for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back twice this next week, once reviewing Revenge of the Sith, which I am late on, but I finally sat through it. So I made it through the prequel trilogy. So look for that review, kind of a mini episode at some point midweek. And then I will also, next Saturday, I will be reviewing The Newton Boys, directed by Richard Linklater, a lesser-known Richard Linklater movie. In fact, I'd never even heard of it. Stars Matthew McConaughey, Ethan Hawke. It is currently streaming on the Criterion Channel, so look for a review of that next Saturday. As far as book reviews go and game reviews go, I don't know when I'm going to get around to doing those. I have been reading, but I don't know. One, I just don't think they're books that are super interesting for the podcast. And then for gaming, I haven't been gaming the last couple of months. So I don't know. At some point, I'm going to beat Horizon Forbidden West and review that on the podcast. But when that will be, I don't know. And I have Elden Ring just sitting here, which I haven't played, which is pretty incredible, seeing that I got it in February and I haven't even put it in my PlayStation yet, so that's pretty sad. But hopefully I will review that at some point during the summer, but we'll see. Only have so much time, unfortunately, so but anyway, definitely look for some film reviews over the course of the next week, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode of the podcast. Any support, anytime you listen, it supports the podcast, so thank you. If you can hit the follow on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this podcast as well, that would help out a lot. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews, and I will be back next Saturday.